Funny Equipment has been in business now for 4-5 years. It's a family-owned business. I have four other brothers and my father and my wife. We run the Funny Equipment. We strive ourselves with service, with fertilizer placement. We are also a Yetter dealer, a Yetter distributor for Ohio. We ship parts and whole goods out to other dealers within the region. And we ship them everywhere from Florida to California. So there's no area that we don't service.
Let's talk a little bit about National Farm Machinery Show. You're here this week. What are some of the things that you're talking to farmers about as they're making their way through the trade show? And some of the things that, maybe they need to think about as we get ready to gear up for planting season here in 2013?
One of the main things is the corn planter. The corn planter is the most important piece on the farm. If you don't have that corn planter in shape, I always tell guys you might as well leave the combine in the shed because there's not going to be too much to harvest. But just go through that corn planter. Residue managers this year has become a hot topic. It's been a hot topic for several years now, but I think this year's finally brought it to the forefront to where we need to control this residue that's out there in the field so we have a good stand, a good seed bed to work with in this coming spring. Check your bushings. The seed firmers, Keaton seed firmers, is also very valuable to the planter and seed placement. So there's just a couple things that that I've been working with guys here in the last several months, getting things ready for spring.
As we're looking at that placement of the product and the nutrients, how important is that this spring and when you get into the growing season, looking at really the big picture?
As far as nutrient placement is the number one item that I think the farmer needs to realize that is very, very important to his operation. These crops are critical, the timely manner that they receive their nutrient and how it is received. There's a lot of attachments out there that Yetter has. It's called the Yetter Magnum, that very little soil disturbance. It's an anhydrous application. And it's huge for guys that want to side dress corn in a timely manner. It seems like when you start side dressing, you always get that thunderstorm that always delays you 2 or 3 days. And this here is a high-speed application for ammonia. Fertilizer placement is huge, 2 inches over, 2 inches down on your corn planter. There's on-seed furrow that you can be applying at the time of planting. So there's a lot of different avenues that a guy can look at as far as nutrient placement goes on his corn and soybeans.
That's obviously something I would assume that folks are talking about as well. So how do you figure out what works for you and what's the best type of equipment to put into use on your farm?
That's the thing. With farming, every situation's different. Every farmer's different. So what works on your farm might not work on your neighbor's farm or vice versa. But it's whatever fits your situation best as far as this nutrient placement, residue management goes. Everybody's trying to get that extra 5 to 10 bushel to the acre where these market prices are, and you cannot leave issues go in the field that can be taken care of to help boost these yields.
Anything else?
The other thing that we handle is a Salford air cart through Salford Farm Machinery. We're also a dealer, and it's an air cart where you can put a couple different kinds of fertilizer or a cover crop and do your blending and put your fertilizer in the ground instead of broadcast. I'm thinking that this broadcasting fertilizer, we're going to have to be watching on how we handle that. As far as the stipulations that are coming down from the higher ups, and this air cart just gives you another opportunity to do a better job of nutrient placement.
If folks want to find out more information about any of the services that you offer and can figure out what works best for them, how can they do so?
I have a very well-liked website that customers can go to, which is www.fennigequipment.com, and you could find out a lot of good information there.